All right. I'm about as ready as I'm going to get. Good morning, children. Happy Friday. It's 0700 hours right this moment. I'm sitting here by the fireplace. I have been awake since 0130. I went to bed about 2130 last night. You know, normal time for me. After dinking around in Star Wars a little bit. And I fell asleep great. His morning at 0130, I woke up. I was instantly wide awake. And for whatever reason, I was just filled with an overpowering, overwhelming rage at and hatred for the boomers. Now, I'm not sure why. I mean, I understand why, because the boomers have fucking destroyed everything. They have, this is not metaphorical, the boomers have fucking destroyed Western civilization. But it's not like a boomer did anything to me specific while I was asleep that they haven't already done to me and you and all of us and our children's children. So I don't know where this came from. Maybe I had a dream about boomers that I don't remember. Or maybe it's just that I fucking hate them. So anyway, I laid in bed for an hour and a half. Thought, maybe I can fall back asleep. And normally I wake up, you know, I might go 30 minutes at the most. I fall back asleep. Man, I tried almost everything. I did some meditation, opened the window, let some fresh air in, which was nice. Temperature went down. There was this really cool, almost cold, but not quite cold breeze coming in and smacking on me. And I just got up under the covers more and let the breeze blast over me. It actually felt great. Felt like a wave of my cold hatred smacking into boomers. What I probably should have tried was listening to Pseudopod podcast, because that would have... That should have put me to sleep. God, I think I'm going to have to give up on Pseudopod podcast. Or maybe still just download them, but listen to the intro. And as soon as I... Because the only time they do a good story now is when they do something from many, many years ago, which they do every now and then. But Jesus, God Almighty, I'm so... The entire intro and outro is... Alistair Stewart, the guy who hosts the podcast, virtue signaling about how racist white people are. I mean, it's just beating you over the head with the racism of white. Oh, they're racist. This is racist. And then all the stories with the fucking trannies and the homos and stuff. I mean, God, it's so bad. So maybe if I'd have put one of those on and listened to that, maybe that would have put me to sleep. Or it just would have pissed me off. So I finally got out of bed at, when did I get up? 0300. Did a little bit of stuff. Did a little more Star Wars. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a fire. I'm going to sit down by the fire. And it was still dark outside. The sun's just now coming up. It was still dark when I decided to do this. So I'm going to make a fire. I'm just going to sit here in the dark by the firelight. And I'm going to listen to another chapter of Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, because I haven't listened to that in a while. Ended up listening to two chapters. Not going to lie, I dozed off a little bit when he was talking about some political stuff. I'm like, oh my God, you're killing me. But I want to remind you, because I've said this before on the podcast, there's a reason why people don't want you to read this book. And it's not because Hitler was anti-Semitic and Jews are God's chosen people who are allowed to have an ethno-state even though nobody else is. It's because he's right about a whole lot of stuff. I ended up listening to two chapters. I think I just said that to you, but I don't remember. So it's about an hour, because the chapters are about 30 minutes each, the way they're broken up on this audiobook. Man, is he right about a lot of stuff. He said, I'm telling you, if you agree with much of my political opinions, you'll agree with this. Well, great one, but he was a socialist. You're an anarcho-capitalist. Yes, but he and I agree that the purpose of a nation, and he uses the word state a little bit differently, and he gave a great definition of what the state is supposed to be, which I don't remember it word for word, unfortunately, because it was good enough to write down and to quote. But, you know, his assertion is that a state, what I would call a nation, exists because you have a group of people with a similar heritage and culture and background, and they want to preserve this going forward, and the purpose of the nation slash state is to preserve that people and their culture and their heritage and their traditions, that's the primary purpose of it. The primary purpose of the state is not economic. He also made the assertion that conquest can only be attained through war, and this is jumping to a completely, this is related but not directly related, okay? He does this whole thing where he's talking about how war is a necessity. If you want to expand your territory, you can't expand your territory through economic conquest. Maybe back then that was true, but I think we can now see today that no, economic conquest works perfectly good. And you can tell that our state, our nation state, the United States, is a complete fucking failure and is in fact the enemy of the people it's supposed to be serving, because the purpose of our state has, you know, literally become economic. And this is the difference, what I've talked about for ages now, between capitalism and consumerism, right? We have become a consumerist nation. Yeah, hang on one second. I'm going to stir the fireplace here. I'm going to stir the pot. Kick this shit around. Come on. Don't do that. All right, here we go. That's better. Gotta stir the flames. You know, that's what I'm doing. Being the racist, sexist, homophobic. Oh my God. It's bad enough I got houses in my vicinity that have their little We Believe signs and their Black Lives Matter signs. My neighbor has a fucking gay flag hanging in his window now. Oh, God. I gotta get the fuck out of here. All right, but the United States has transformed into a geographic region in which the people within it have no common culture, no common heritage, no commonalities, nothing in common with each other than spending money. You know, the cuckservatives, I've bitched about this before, because every once in a while the cuckservatives come out and go, well, look, everything is going really great because a color television costs less money than it ever has before. And for a long time, I knew that there was something wrong with this assertion, but I wasn't sure what it was. And now I do understand, because the cost of a color television has nothing to do with whether or not your grandchildren are going to live in a free society. Right? This focusing on shit like, well, life is better because televisions cost less money. Should that really be the focus of your life? Is how much it costs to buy a fucking television? No, the focus of your life should be hating boomers, because boomers have destroyed everything out of their fucking selfishness and their virtue signaling and the fact that they're terrified of death. They absolutely think they should just live forever. When my mother told me a week ago or whenever it was, I was talking to her, "I'm going to live for a long time," I thought to myself, why? Why? Why are you going to live for a long time? What? So that I can pay more federal taxes so that you can get a fucking, incentive payment from the fucking government? So you can get $1,200 from the government even though you haven't been in. So I'm going to fucking pay taxes so you can get fucking economic relief from the federal government and welfare for the next 20 fucking years that you're clinging to life like a goddamn fucking ghost? Great one. Ghosts don't cling to life. Ghosts are dead. I know that. Okay? So 7:10 in the morning. I'm making this up as I go. Fuck you. God damn it. Why? Why are you boomers going to live a long time? What in fuck's name are you contributing? What? What, you're going to Walmart and buying more stuff that was made in China? That's not contributing. That's not helping. That's the part that's destroying. On a slightly happier note, yesterday and then a few days ago, God, the weather here in Colorado, the weather is doing its fucking thing, man. It is, one day it's 75 and sunny, and the next day it's 45 and cloudy and windy. Yesterday it was nice. It was sunny. There's a little bit of breeze, but not bad. I went trail running, just did a short little run. And today, holy fuck, it's supposed to be cold. Wind is blowing like a motherfucker out there. It's getting a little less cloudy now, but it is really cloudy. But we're doing our weather thing here. So yesterday was beautiful. Went trail running. Today is supposed to be cloudy and cold and shitty. Tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful, sunny, 70 degrees. Sunday is supposed to be cloudy, cold, windy, shitty. And then next week, it's supposed to fucking snow again. Although that's far enough out that it could change 17 times between here and then. But I went running and I forgot how to breathe again. Remember, I gave you guys a lecture a while back because I blah, blah, blah about the book, Breath, which I still haven't read. I have it sitting over there in the other room. Listen to the pod, blah, blah. Anyway, breathing through your nose, not through your mouth. And I talked about how when I go running, I usually end up breathing through my mouth because I feel like I can't get enough air through my nose when I breathe through my nose. So I went running and caught myself, oh, shit, I'm mouth breathing again, like a fucking mouth breather. I'm like a fucking retard. By the way, if we get there, I got a new word for you guys that I came up with. I'm a genius. God, I'm a genius. Get ready to write. You won't have to write this down because you're going to remember it because you're going to use this. You're going to need to use this word. So I heard, now I don't know if this is true or not, but let me tell you where I heard this from. I heard this from an episode of all things, Pseudopod Podcast. In the story, one of the characters was a Native American. And if I've told you guys this story before, just suck it up. But I don't think I have. The character in the story was a Native American. And the character was talking about how his grandfather would make the kids walk around with water in their mouth so as to force them to breathe through their nose so they would breathe correctly. Now, what this had to do with the story, I don't even remember, but it was in there and I thought about it. I said, well, I don't know if that's really true. Are the Indians really do that? I mean, maybe they did. But I'm like, well, I wonder if that works. Does that kind of make sense? So next time I went out running, I tried it. And short story is, it fucking works. And here's what's really weird. So I'm out running. Not right now, obviously. What I was actually doing there was taking a drink of water. I also didn't do any vocal warm-ups if my voice sounds like shit. That's why. So I'm out running, right? And I'm trying to breathe through my nose. There's no try, right? So I'm attempting to breathe through my nose. And I feel like I'm not getting enough air. So I go back to breathing through my mouth. So I put some water in my mouth. And leave it. Like you take a drink, you just don't swallow. You don't have to throw a whole lot in there like you have chipmunk cheeks or any shit either. Right? You just put enough so that you can't breathe through your mouth. So it forces you to breathe through your nose. And the thing I found is that it makes it easier for me to breathe through my nose. Now, I don't know, is it because there's something in your mouth because you can't breathe through your mouth? Does that do something physiologically? Like make your nasal cavities open up more or something, right? Like, is there a physiological thing going on, or is it just purely psychological? I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I just know that it works. So I'm throwing that out like I always do when I figure out this shit or try something, you know, just like the fasting, just like the vitamin C. If you're having problems breathing through your mouth, because you don't want to be a mouth breather, try that. I mean, it fucking works. Speaking of working. So Weyland-Yutani is still dead. And I don't think Weyland-Yutani is coming back to life. I told you guys, Dallas sent me an email asking me if I wanted to work, and I'll get to that sometime. And that was how many weeks ago I wrote him back. I still haven't heard a fucking thing, not a single response, which is typical for Dallas. You know, he doesn't ever deal with anything until it's blowing up in his face. And then the other place where I was doing the Christmas lights and everything like that, that nothing's going on with them right now, although they do got a gig later this month that I might be helping out with. Won't be anything extensive. Umbrella Corporation attempted to come back to life again. I told you guys that a while back we went in there, we worked one day, and then when the city shut everything down, or the state rather, shut everything down for the Wuhan hoax back before Christmas. Which I predicted that there'd be the shutdown before Christmas. Ching, ching, right about that. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. So anyhow, Umbrella's firing back up. They think they're going to do another show. We'll see what happens. So I go in, and everybody's got their little muzzles on and the virtue signaling. And my God, the hysteria and the Kool-Aid drinking. Okay, the complete opposite from the other company, which I still don't have a code for. So what's a good code phrase for the other company I've been working at? Uncle. You know, the man from Uncle? Because, see, Uncle is a cool organization. This other company, everybody there is a Republican. Everybody there knows that the Wuhan hoax is a hoax. Nobody there wears a muzzle. Nobody walks around putting fucking hand sanitizer on everything. Hey, here's a question. Does anybody remember when people were being told not to use hand sanitizer all the time and not to take antibiotics all the time because you would create super viruses? And now we're running around throwing disinfectant and hand sanitizer on everything while wearing muzzles and weakening our immune systems. Do you think maybe we're going to create any, I don't know, resistant bacterias and viruses from this excessive use of disinfectants and hand sanitizers? I don't know. Do you think that's a possibility? You know, some people might even say that that's actually what the state is trying to do. Some people, I mean, there might be somebody out there who does a podcast who would put forth the notion That the whole point of this is the government wants to make people physically weaker so they will be physically sicker so that they will be more than ever dependent upon the government. I mean, somebody might make that assertion. I'm sure this person would be some kind of crazy conspiracy theorist because we know the government would never do anything like that. The government cares about you. The government loves you. The government is your friend. The government is here to help. Everything the government tells you is true. That's me using the bellows on the fireplace, by the way. That wasn't me hyperventilating. I mean, you know, now that Biden is the president, the government has gone back to being angelic perfection, right? When the Trumpenfuhrer was the president, literally Hitler, the stormtroopers were coming, but now everything's okay because Biden is such a wonderful person. Such a good, moral, decent person, according to my mother, the fucking boomer who should be exterminated. So anyway, working at Umbrella Corporation is exactly polar opposite to working at Uncle. Holy shit, the people there, they are still literally Hitler, like terrified that this is a thing. Got their muzzle on, and everybody is virtue signaling, and I mean everybody. Everybody is virtue signaling so hard about getting their fucking vaccination. So I go there, and how many of us are working that day? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, I think maybe eight of us total, so seven other people. All I had to listen to all seven other people talk about getting their vaccine. I don't mean just saying, yeah, I got the vaccine. Yeah, I got the vaccine on Tuesday. No. Well, which vaccine did you get? Oh, I got this vaccine. Yeah, you know, that on the news, they said this vaccine is really good. Yeah, they said this vaccine is good. Well, I got this vaccine. Yeah, did you know this vaccine is really good? Yeah, hey, did you know this vaccine has been tested? And then we had to listen. So I went in the room and there was a room and there were walls. And then they said, okay, we're gonna inject you with the vaccine. And they told me to wear a shirt that had no sleeves. So I was sure that I wore a shirt that didn't have any sleeves because I didn't want to mess anything up. And they gave me the injection and they shot it in my arm and they injected it into my arm. And then they gave me the vaccine. And I mean, I can't, you know how old people, otherwise known as boomers, otherwise known as the scum and the filth of the earth, who should be exterminated before we even waste time exterminating the Jews. You know how boomers talk on and on and on about their fucking health problems? That is literally Hitler, what I'm hearing from all these people with the vaccines. The people say the vaccine is safe. No, the vaccine turns you into a fucking boomer who can't shut up about your own body. Oh, they injected it. Which arm did you get it in? We all had to compare our arms. We all had to do the joke about, oh, did you get it in this arm? And then you motion like you're going to hit the person in the arm. You know, I mean, oh my God, that was hilarious. That was so funny when I was in junior high. Wow, God, you guys are fucking hilarious. And everybody's walking around going, yeah, they want to do a show here. And it's going to be scary because they're going to let like 300 people into the audience. You know, so everybody's got to be like, nobody can sit within 20 feet of the stage. And everybody's got to be like six chairs apart or shit. And they're all so worried and they're so scared. I mean, I'm not making this up. They're terrified. The people working there are terrified because management has decided to try to do a show and they're so scared. Like, it's been a year. It's been over a fucking year. How have you still not figured out this is a goddamn hoax? Even my friend Alice. So we got together for our drinking thing, Alice and Bob and myself, earlier this week. And Alice got her fucking first shot. And I am not lying. I had to hear the entire blow-by-blow account. Because it's a drive-thru. And she went to the drive-thru. And you drive, and there's a guy waving you. And you drive over here, and there's a guy waving you with the little cone, with the little flashlights, you know. And you drive over there, and then you fill out a form. And then you drive. And I'm literally Hitler, guys. It was a 10 fucking minute story about the ordeal. And then you get the shot, and they give you the shot while you're in your car. And then you drive over here and you wait, and they, you know, and then they wave at you with a little flashlight. It's like a fucking boomer talking about how they went to the hospital to have their fucking colon checked. And you have to listen to every fucking intimate detail, and you don't give a shit. Will you please shut the fuck up and die? And that's what it is. That's what I'm here. Everyone who's gotten the fucking vaccine has to tell me which vaccine they got and which arm it was in and where they went and how easy it was to get the vaccine. It was so easy to sign up. And they got, and they still have their muzzle on because they're still afraid of getting the Wuhan, you know, because the vaccine doesn't fucking work. Because if the vaccine worked, you couldn't get the Wuhan, so why are you wearing a muzzle? Because you're a fucking retard. But no, my friends, they're not just retards. Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves to bask in the brilliance and the wisdom of the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 motherfucking years, who's right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who was right when he said the Wuhan was a hoax, who has never been wrong. Every motherfucker, when they ask me, and by the way, at Umbrella, so all seven people had to tell their story about getting the vaccine. I was waiting for a motherfucker to ask me if I had gotten the vaccine. Nobody did. And I don't think it's because... It's not because, you know, they knew better. That it's like, oh, if we ask the great one about the vaccine, he's going to rip our head off and shit down our neck or anything like that. I think it's because... just like a bunch of fucking boomers. Because I'm serious, the vaccine turns you into a fucking boomer. It does. Or maybe, you know, it's like smoking marijuana doesn't make people stupid. You may think I've asserted, no, that's not what I'm asserting. I'm asserting that stupid people smoke marijuana. Because I'll tell you, everyone I know that smokes marijuana on a regular basis is a fucking moron. And say, well, great one. You think smoking marijuana makes people stupid? No, I think stupid people smoke marijuana. The stupid came first. The marijuana came second. A non-stupid person would understand that distinction. The fact that I'm having to explain it to you and the fact that you smoke dope sort of emphasizes my point, doesn't it? Maybe it's just that people... who are boomers, no matter how old they are the ones going to get the fucking vaccine. Maybe the vaccine doesn't turn you into a boomer. Maybe it's only boomers that are dumb enough to get the vaccine. So whenever some fucking boomer does ask me, have I got the vaccine? No. Are you going to get the vaccine? No. They'll go, they all go to, so far, they all go first to the same thing. The first thing they say, when I say I'm not going to get the vaccine, they say, why not? It's free. And as we all know from listening to this podcast, There is no such thing as free. Okay? The vaccine was not manufactured by people working for free, using free electricity. And the vaccine was not transported from where it was manufactured to where it's being administered by truck drivers and forklift operators working for free, driving forklifts and trucks that were free, burning gasoline that was free, using oil that was free, driving on roads that were free. Okay? God damn it. I'm telling you, as you can hear from my sputtering, I am so fucking done with fucking morons who use the word free. I am fucking done. And in a rage of anger one day, because I've had a lot of those lately, God damn it, am I fucking filled with hatred. I came up with the word to describe these people. The vaccine is free. Why aren't you going to get the vaccine? But it's free. But great one, it's free. I call these people the freetards. They're not retards. No. They're freetards. It's free. But it's free, great one. It's free. No, it's not free. People like myself, who don't have a fucking job because of you fucking boomer freetards, but still paid $3,800 in income taxes this year. See, we financed that. You fucking freetard, freeloading fucking boomers who don't pay taxes and get money from the government in the form of a stimulus check in addition to the goddamn welfare you're receiving. See, I'm paying for all of that. There is no fucking free. I have fucking had it with the freetards. Oh my God, have I had it with the freetards. And then I'm looking at Umbrella and it's like, so shockingly enough, I'm still getting unemployment. Apparently there's such a thing as a second round of unemployment. Apparently one of the guys I talked to at Umbrella, he told me he's on his third round of unemployment. You know, and on one hand, as I've said, because the government put everybody out of business, that means the government needs to pay us. And by the government, I mean the taxpayers, because the government doesn't have any money, and people who are not freetards understand that. But hold on. How are you, because you've been unemployed, everybody's been unemployed about the same amount of time, right? The 15 days to flatten the curve started at the same time for everyone in Colorado, almost 400 days ago at this point. So he's been unemployed just as long as I have. I just finished my first round of unemployment I ran out of money on my first round of unemployment. Because for those of you who don't know, just briefly, if you've never been on unemployment, at least in Colorado, again, at least here, the way it works, you get X number of dollars for one calendar year. And you quote-unquote run out either when X number of dollars goes away or you have been unemployed for 1 year. So because I was working part-time and doing all this other stuff, I stretched out my X dollars so that my X number of dollars ended right before my 1 year ended. So I went like 2 weeks without anything, and then I was able to get on the second round, okay? So I started my second round of unemployment in March. And when we worked, this was late March. Okay. This guy is on his third round of unemployment, which all I'm saying here is this tells me he's made zero effort to do any kind of other work and make money, you know, and to stretch everything. He's just sitting there riding the fucking welfare train. On the one hand, yes, yeah, the government's going to put us out of business, pay us. But dude, seriously, you've made no effort at all for the entire year to work, to get a job, to do anything. Yeah, I mean, he's literally, and God, oh my God, this is the first time I've seen these people in a long time, right? My God, have some of them gotten fat. Holy shit. Like this guy I'm talking about that hasn't done any, that is on his third round of unemployment, which I don't even know how the fuck that's possible because we've only been unemployed a year. I don't know. I don't even logistically understand how you could get to round three because I'm on round two, which is also gives me X number of dollars for a year. Like, how the fuck can you be on round three? I don't even know. This guy is so fat. Like, he was bending down and like this blubber. His shirt went up, you know, like that does on fat people when they bend down, when they kneel down rather. And this blob of blubber that, I don't ask me how I could tell. I could just tell. It was like, it wasn't like the waist blubber. It wasn't like a mushroom hanging over his pants. There was this blubber that was part of his ass cheek that had somehow gone up and was hanging over his waistline that was sagging down because it's just like, fucking Christ. You people have had a fucking year of doing absolutely nothing, getting paid to stay home and do nothing, and you've all gotten fatter. Not every one of them, but four of them have not just noticeably just fucking ballooned. But of course, being overweight doesn't cause any health problems. As long as you get that free vaccine, everything will be fine. So then they're going to do a show, and the people who work there are having this fit because they're looking at the schedule for running the show. And the one guy says, well, they didn't allow time in here for decontamination. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, well, we have to, or disinfection. Civilians don't use the word decontamination because you dumbasses who haven't worked in the biomedical industry with bioweapons like I have don't fucking understand the distinctions between these words. You have no idea what you're doing, and that's why you don't understand that putting a piece of cloth over your fucking face doesn't prevent you from getting a fucking virus. It just lets everyone around you know that you're an idiot. He says, well, we have to disinfect every 2 hours. And he's like agonizing over this. There's no time in the schedule. They didn't build that into the schedule for us to disinfect. Like, what do you mean disinfect? Disinfect what? It's a giant fucking theater. There's you know, 1,500 seats out there. It's a goddamn stage that's 50 foot deep and 100 feet wide. We disinfect? Disinfect what? What are we disinfecting? What the fuck are you talking about? It's not like a restaurant where you wipe down the table with some disinfectant. What the fuck are we going to disinfect? These people are insane. But this is almost as good as me having to listen to the stories of their fucking vaccines from the freetards, okay? So the freetards, we're in the building, right? Everybody's got their little muzzle on and they're talking about disinfecting. Some of the people are even wearing fucking latex gloves. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. They're wearing gloves and muzzles. Okay, so we're in the building. We're working. We're wearing our latex gloves and our little fucking muzzles, all right? Break time comes. It's break time. You guys all know how big a picnic table is, right? Everybody's here has seen a picnic table. Standard size picnic table. Okay, break time comes. These seven people, I went to my car because I had to get away from them before I killed somebody. These seven people go to the picnic table outside. They all gather around, sit down at the picnic table, take off their muzzles, eat, drink, and smoke cigarettes. Because you see, if you're outside eating, drinking, and smoking a cigarette, you're immune to the virus. But if you're inside the building, even though there's nobody else because you're on a stage that's 50 feet by 100 feet, and we're all doing stuff, we're like 10 feet apart from each other, you have to have a muzzle on because you might get infected. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, am I going to be able to do this without killing anyone? And then I realized Umbrella Corporation only pays me $13 an hour. Now, you're going to say, great one. Why in the fuck do you work there for $13 an hour? Don't you make more than that? Well, you know, back when I had a job before the Wuhan hoax, because the boomers are afraid of dying and think they should live forever. Yeah, I made a lot more than $13 an hour, but I worked at Umbrella because Umbrella was what I did when I wasn't doing something else, and I could turn it down anytime I wanted, and a lot of the times it was fun. We did a lot of good shows there, had a lot of good times, okay? So as a side job that I do when it's convenient for me and when I want to do, $13 an hour was fine. I didn't have a problem with it then, but now that I have to wear a muzzle, and I have to listen to freetards virtue signaling about their vaccine and going into hysterical breakdowns because the schedule doesn't have a specified time in the schedule for them to disinfect. I don't think this is worth $13 an hour. Technically, I guess I can't turn it down. Because if I turn it down, I assume, I've never tried this, I would technically, legally lose access to unemployment, right? Because they ask you when you do the unemployment thing, have you turned down any work? I'm pretty sure if you say yes, I think that probably disqualifies you from getting unemployment. I mean, well, great one, you can lie. Yes, of course, thank you. Gee, thank you, guys. I had no idea that lying was possible. I thought everything on the television was true. I had no idea lying was an option. Yes, I could lie. I mean, I'm probably not. I don't intend to. I mean, I'm going to parasite on the state. I'm going to get my fucking unemployment, which as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it is. I have earned it. I am due it, as is every, once again, to repeat myself ad fucking nauseum, which is what you come here for, because you know the great one's going to fucking repeat himself ad nauseum. It's not your first fucking day. You know, everybody who's been put out of work by the government should be getting money. You're goddamn right they should. You don't want to pay all these people? Then fucking stop being stupid. Oh, that's right. We have a fucking homosexual kike for a governor. Not being stupid is not an option in Colorado. That's why I'm getting the fuck out. You know, but even as much as I hate everyone, I'm not willing to be scumbag enough to be whatever. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fucking turn down work and lie on the fucking thing. Because, I mean, just the practical part of that is if the government finds out that I turned down work, right, and lied, then they come to me and they want their money back, and that causes heartaches and hassles and problems and bullshit that I just don't want to go through. So I'm going to be a fucking man. I'm going to experience discomfort because I'm not a white woman from North America. I'm going to work for the $13 an hour. It's only for a week. And here's the good thing about doing the show. Doing the show even during the rehearsals, it's not going to be people sitting around talking to each other like it is. When we were in there the other day, we were basically doing maintenance and upkeep on stuff. And so there's plenty of opportunity for conversation and to hear about how you got your vaccine and which vaccine you got and how it was free and which arm they gave it to you in and you know, all this fucking shit. When we're actually running the show, be it either the rehearsal or the actual show, see, there won't be time for all that. Everybody will be separated doing their thing. It'll be nice and quiet. I won't have to listen to any of that shit. So that's the good part about it. But goddamn, like, I'm serious, man. Everybody there, they're still walking around. Remember when this first started? Before, you know, even though I said it was a hoax from day one, you know, there was the possibility that suddenly a week later, there would literally be overflowing hospitals and dead people in the streets and no one knew. Okay. I mean, yeah, again, that was a possible. No one could rule it out. I mean, these people are all still walking around in that mode. Like, they think that people are going to start dropping, the hospitals are going to overflow like any fucking day. Like, where have you people been for a goddamn year that you're still this hysterically terrified? Except, of course, when they're sitting around the picnic table smoking cigarettes, eating and drinking, at which point they magically become immune to the virus. I think it's like when you go to a restaurant, right? When you're walking through the restaurant, you got to wear a muzzle because you could get infected. But when you sit down at your table, well, the virus knows you're sitting down and the virus knows that it can't attack you, right? It's like in the Highlander movie where churches are sacred ground and they can't do battle on the inside of a church. So all of the immortals know that, hey, we're in a church. We can't fight each other here, but we can fight each other anywhere else. So the virus is the same way. See, the virus knows, oh, wait, the person is sitting down. You know, I can't infect them when they're sitting down because that's the rules. But when they stand up, then I can try to infect them. God, I can't do stupid anymore. I can't. It's so goddamn painful. And this whole virus hoax, it is exactly, I make the joke about LARPing Hunger Games, which isn't really the right analogy, but I mean, this is the plot of so many science fiction stories, right? Where the government like fakes a virus and tells people to get vaccinated, but then the vaccination actually gives them the disease, or the vaccination sterilizes them, or, you know, the vaccination, you know, does whatever. But I mean, literally, Hitler, we are living in a fucking science fiction story. And no one can figure it out. No one can see what's going on. God, I fucking hate the boomers. God, I fucking hate them. All right. Weight room opens soon. I'm going to lift weights this morning. And after that, I don't know. I got a shit ton of stuff to do. I am venturing soon. I'm venturing up to Rapid City to check it out. And we'll see what goes on there. I got more stories, but I think I've bored everybody enough today with my fucking anger and hatred for the boomers. Don't you worry your pretty little heads, my friends and enemies. There's a lot more hatred for the boomers where that came from, and you're gonna hear all about it.